ABC would like to announce that the next scene is not considered suitable for family viewing. It contains scenes of violence involving people's heads and arms getting chopped off. There are also scenes of naked women with floppy breasts.
Hello and welcome to the first End Taps in the Attic, bite-sized versions of Not the American Prog Show, recorded away from the hustle and bustle of Dead Bob's hospital room in Sanford Hospital. Once we've finished the live broadcast, and after showering and toweling off, I jump in the car and head on home to beautiful York. We're recording in the plushly appointed American Prog Studio, where Mike and I make the magic happen monthly. We thought it'd be nice to do some shorter shows of a length that folks can listen to whilst on their commute, on the bus, on the train, or the water taxi, whilst on a walk to the chiropodist for a follow-up visit, for a fungal foot infection, or to see a solicitor about challenging a non-molestation order obtained by a Scottish weather presenter. You can't, apparently, call them weather girls anymore, or park up outside their house. Assuming, of course, that your journey lasts about 20 to 30 minutes, then these podcasts should be just the ticket any longer, and you might want to try an audio book if there's only a few minutes in it. And if you're driving, you should be able to fit an entire episode in if you adjust your speed accordingly. We'll be rounding up all the prog news that's fit to print, or in our case, broadcast on a podcast, on the world's finest internet progressive rock radio station, the mighty Progzilla. We'll try wherever possible to span the genres, and in that regard, we will be true genre spanners. We've had, in fact, hold on. Oh, we've had a DM on Twitter from North Yorkshire Police. They've expressed some concern that we might have advocated people break the speed limit just to listen to an episode of End Taps in the Attic. We'd like to point out, indeed, we've been told to point out unequivocally that under no circumstances should you do this. Although, do bear in mind that you're able to do plus 10% of the displayed speed, and the automated cameras shouldn't activate. So stick to 76 on the motorway and you should be fine. We'll, of course, every week be playing a song that gives us an excuse to do the American prog jingle. Mike and I get together and get our American prog on the fourth Sunday of the month on Progzilla at 6 p.m. here in the United Kingdom. Other time zones, of course, are available. This week, we're going to play Deacon Blue. As Pat Quid's guitar solo finishes in the background. My America!
For you and I, this bright sky is singing for you and I. All the land goes laughing into that glad goodbye. All the land goes laughing into that glad goodbye. Oh, my America. Oh, my America, when you found land. Church church bells go ringing, strangers cry, people keep bringing their sad, sad smiles. Time won't even listen to why we had to lie. Time won't even listen to why we had to lie. Oh, my America, you found land. Oh, my America, you found land. Listen to the wave crash. Sound. She's far and she's wide and she's one small step away. She's far and she's wide and she's one small step away. Some church bells keep ringing for you and I. We rush, we wait, we laugh for some time now. These wind fields and roads go rolling in your eyes. These green fields and roads go by and by and by. Oh, my America, the new found land. Oh, my America, America.
Join Brian and Mike on the fourth Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. for the American Prog Show. Only on Progzilla Radio. You're listening to Not the American Prog Show on Progzilla Radio with Brian Watson.
And it's over to Tony for tonight's gamble.
It's star prize time. It's 101 or more. And it's Brian Troy. And that's a one. Oh, that's out the board. It's a one, it can't be done, unfortunately, but that's the gamble.
Welcome back. New from Progzilla. If you head on over to progzilla.com, you know you want to, you'll find the latest podcast for Steve Petch's Progmeister Show, featuring such luminaries as Thomas Dolby, Hats Off Gentlemen, It's Adequate, Tim Bonus, Greenslade, The Mighty Handful, Talk Talk, Marillion, Yes, Three Colours Dark, Le Soir, and Nova, plus a host of others. He finishes up with a live version of Cinema Show by Genesis. So what's not to like? There's also Sean Gerrity's latest Progmill podcast for edition 227. That's with us at Progzilla. He's up to 447 in total. Sean, as always, has an eclectic playlist featuring such fine artists as ESP Project, Ian Neal, Ivoire, Multistory, Lonely Robot, Joe Satriani, and The Mighty Tangent. There's tons of others, so check it out, won't you? Graham Harfleet's latest podcast for his progressive rock show is up on the site as well. Graham's got Camel, Motorpsycho, Ivor Cotler, Kevin Gilbert, and Magic Pie, to name just a few. And of course, the latest Heavy Elements podcasts are up there for Steve Bleese's shows 246 and 245. Progressive metal on Progzilla, no less. That was the year that Prog focuses on 2011 and 1989, respectively, and features such bands as My Wrath, Unexpect, Devon Townsend Project, Dream Theatre, Mekong Delta, Voivod, and Savatage, to name but a few. We're going to do the news momentarily. As we listen to the theme from the Kenny Everett Show in the background. We are, though. Before the news, going to showcase what will be a regular feature on the podcast. We'll play a tune by well-known inventor of the seed drill, Mr. Tull, no less. That's Jethro to you and me.
Jethro Tull from Lowestoft. One of them had one leg, or so it seemed. But if you look closely, he simply had his leg tucked up his arse. Now, that was a gimmick.
Spring lights and a hazy May, and the man with a gun at the door. Someone's crying on the roof above. All the media here for the show. I've been waiting for our friends to come. Like spiders down roads to be fall. I've heard the round clip for a visiting card. They make one tearing endlessly fall. Mm-hmm. time for him to sit and wait. But the hard men are getting out. I'm caught in the promise by on Francis Kane Avenue. In for the windows, out of the light. So call me doctor, fetch me a policeman. I'm down on the floor in one hell of a fight. In for the
The world's top disc stars every week in the world's top-selling music paper. Meet them all in New Musical Express. Meet the Beatles, Stones, Kinks, Cliff, Cilla, Jerry, and many, many more. Get all the behind-the-scenes news and gossip, the latest picks, the up-to-the-minute charts. You'll find all you want to know about the pop music world every week in New Musical Express. Why not get a copy absolutely free and see for yourself? All you have to do is send your name and address in capital letters by postcard or letter to New Musical Express, Radio Caroline, London, West 1. Get a pencil and I'll repeat that again slowly so that you can write it down. New Musical Express, Radio Caroline, London, West 1. Don't delay, do it today for all the thrills in the exciting pop music world.
So here we are, again.
You're listening to Not the American Frog Show
on Frogzilla Radio with your host, Brian Watson.
As you can see, it's very useful indeed having arms as long as Mr. Tickle's.
Welcome back. If you head on over to the Frogzilla.com website, you'll see all the latest news. Up there at the moment is a piece on Richard Wileman, who for 20 years has been working with Carda Estra. He's just released his third, count them, solo album. He did Veil in 2018, Cabal of Souls in 2019, and he's just in the process, or has released his third album, Arcana, which has been released on Kavas Torabi's Believer's Roast label. Richard's an eclectic artist, and the album's inspired by the tarot, from where the name Arcana comes, referring to the trump, don't mention that name, cards, including the Star, the Fool, the Hanged Man, Wheel of Fortune, the Sun, the Moon, and the Devil, which all appear among the tracks here. Well, we've come to the end of the podcast. Thank you for sticking with me so far. We're going to play out with something from Steve Petch's Progmeister's latest podcast, which you can access on the progzilla.com page. On his show, Steve plays a live version of Market Square Heroes by Marillion. Issued in March 83, Script for a Jester's Tear was a top 10 album in the UK and had two, count them, top 40 singles. That album had been preceded by the Market Square Heroes single in late 82. None of the three tracks on that 12-inch single made it onto the album. And the producer of the EP, Dave Hitchcock, ended up being replaced by Nick Tauber after David was badly injured in a car accident. The lineup of this is unique in that it's the only Marillion album to have Fish on vocals, Steve Rothery on guitar, Pete Trewavis on bass, Mark Kelly on keyboards, and Mick Pointer on drums. There was a spangly reissue not that long ago. A 4CD and Blu-ray edition with newly remixed stereo versions of both the album and the Market Square Heroes EP. That's on the first two discs. There's an unreleased live performance at London's Marquee Club from 29th of December 1982. That's on discs 3 and 4. And there's a ton of stuff on the Blu-ray. Documentaries, stereo remixes, 5.1 surround remixes, and you get a vial of Fish's Tears. Anyway, hope you've enjoyed this first End Taps in the Attic podcast. This is Marillion. Ta-ta.
The last single, Market Square Heroes.
your old friend Monica. You remember Monica. Uncle Fred. All of them so far, yet so near by Intercity. Off-peak returns can save up to 4 bob in the pound. Are they worth it? Mum and Dad, Monica, Uncle Fred. Intercity brings something good into their lives. You.
Peter has emptied his sack and is busy sorting out the letters. Mrs. Dingle, who runs the post office, is helping him.
You have failed me for the last time.
Please, I can keep failing you.